The federal government likes to describe the $40 billion national broadband network as a nation-building project, but the opposition says it's an expensive way for taxpayers to support high-speed internet. As both political parties argue over which version of the NBN is the better, the United States is letting the market decide. But as North America correspondent Ben Knight reports, that's created a country of digital haves and have-nots, and those cities that are left behind are actively blocked from getting high-speed internet.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
In the 1940s, Chattanooga was made famous with this song.
Boy, you can give me a shot.
But less than 30 years later, Chattanooga's glory had faded so much, it was declared America's dirtiest city. Well, you wouldn't know it now. Chattanooga is a beautiful southern town on the banks of the Tennessee River, with parks, an art district and restaurants. But its biggest asset is something you can't see. 3 years ago, Chattanooga built itself the fastest internet network in the United States. A gigabit per second. That is 100 times faster than most other places in the country. And here, they just call it the gig.
When you think about the gig, you think about the next phase of the internet, where we're headed. The gig has brought all that to our city.
Andy Burke is the mayor of Chattanooga.
Well, we're moving towards a much more high-tech industry. People are coming here and they see this as a real opportunity.
Chattanooga is now home to big corporate names like Amazon, Alstom and Volkswagen, as well as a host of new high-tech startups, the kind of businesses other towns like this would kill for. Aaron Welch runs a company called Iron Gaming, which hosts and broadcasts massive online computer game tournaments.
What would take several days to transfer over normal networks, you can do in a matter of minutes here.
Instead of having to set up his business in New York or Los Angeles, he can do it from Chattanooga. And as a startup, that gives him another huge advantage.
Cost is a whole lot cheaper to operate in Chattanooga, Tennessee than it would be to operate anywhere else in the U.S. Even if we went 2 hours north or south to Nashville or Atlanta, you're still looking at twice as expensive for just operating cost.
Chattanooga's high-speed network was actually built by the local electricity company. It will connect an optic fibre to the house of any person who signs up, although most home users clearly don't need or use anything like the full gigabit. Not surprisingly, the big cable company that was already in town wasn't happy with the competition, so it sued, but it lost. So there are now two optic fibre networks running side by side past every house in Chattanooga. Not only does this city of less than 200,000 people have the fastest internet in the country, they've also got the cheapest. Market forces and competition at work, you might say.
The problem for us in the United States is this leads to a very kind of lumpy result.
Harold Feld is with the Washington-based think tank Public Knowledge.
In some places, you have really good broadband available, although it's often at a fairly high price. In other places, you can have no broadband available at all.
Part of that is because the big data companies have learned from the Chattanooga experience. They've successfully lobbied 18 US states to pass laws that block other cities from building their own fiber networks. But it's harder to stop a behemoth like Google.
Google Fiber is coming to Kansas City, and we're bringing an entirely
Google
new
is now rolling out its own fiber networks in three US cities. The mayor of Chattanooga says the change has begun.
In some number of years, whether it's 5, 10, or 15, the gig will be everywhere.
As always, those who get in first will be the big winners. The problem for the US is much of the country is probably going to lag behind. This is Ben Knight in Chattanooga reporting for PM.